Planck energy and particle accelerators. One can calculate the energy necessary to create an instability in space and time. It is of the order of the Planck energy, or 10 to the 19th billion electron volts. This is truly an unimaginably large number, a quadrillion times larger than the energy attainable with today's most powerful machine, the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, located outside Geneva, Switzerland. The LHC is capable of swinging protons in a large donut until they reach energies of trillions of electron volts, energies not seen since the Big Bang. But even this monster of a machine falls far short of producing energy anywhere near the Planck energy. The next particle accelerator after the LHC will be the International Linear Collider, ILC. Instead of bending the path of subatomic particles into a circle, the ILC will shoot them down a straight path. Energy will be injected as the particles move along this path until they attain unimaginably large energies. Then a beam of electrons will collide with anti-electrons, creating a huge burst of energy. The ILC will be 30 to 40 kilometers long, or 10 times the length of the Stanford Linear Accelerator, currently the largest linear accelerator. If all goes well, the ILC is due to be completed sometime in the next decade. The energy produced by the ILC will be 0.5 to 1.0 trillion electron volts, less than the 14 trillion electron volts of the LHC, but this is deceptive. In the LHC, the collisions between the protons take place between the constituent quarks making up the proton. Hence, the collisions involving the quarks are less than 14 trillion electron volts. This is why the ILC will produce collision energies larger than those of the LHC. Also, because the electron has no known constituent, the dynamics of the collisions between electron and anti-electron are simpler and cleaner. But realistically, the ILC too falls far short of being able to open up a hole in space-time. For that, you would need an accelerator a quadrillion times more powerful. For our Type Zero civilization, which uses dead plants for fuel, for example, oil and coal, this technology is far beyond anything we can muster. But it may become possible for a Type 3 civilization. Remember, a Type 3 civilization, which is galactic in its use of energy, consumes 10 billion times more energy than a Type 2 civilization, whose consumption is based on the energy of a single star. And a Type 2 civilization, in turn, consumes 10 billion times more energy than a Type 1 civilization, whose consumption is based on the energy of a single planet. In 100 to 200 years, our feeble Type 0 civilization will reach Type 1 status. Given that projection, we are a long, long way from being able to achieve the Planck energy. Many physicists believe that at extremely tiny distances, at the Planck distance of 10 to the minus 33rd power centimeters, space is not empty or smooth, but becomes foamy. It is frothing with tiny bubbles that constantly pop into existence, collide with other bubbles, and then vanish back into the vacuum. These bubbles that dart in and out of the vacuum are virtual universes, very similar to the virtual particles of electrons and anti-electrons that pop into existence and then disappear. Normally, this quantum space-time foam is completely invisible to us. These bubbles form at such tiny distances that we cannot observe them. But quantum physics suggests that if we concentrate enough energy at a single point until we reach the Planck energy, these bubbles can become large. Then we would see space-time frothing with tiny bubbles, each bubble a wormhole connected to a baby universe. In the past, these baby universes were considered an intellectual curiosity, a strange consequence of pure mathematics. But now physicists are seriously thinking that our universe might have originally started off as one of these baby universes. Such thinking is sheer speculation, but the laws of physics allow for the possibility of opening a hole in space by concentrating enough energy at a single point, until we access the space-time foam and wormholes emerge, connecting our universe to a baby universe. Achieving a hole in space would, of course, require major breakthroughs in our technology. But again, it might be possible for a Type 3 civilization. For example, there have been promising developments in something called a Wakefield tabletop accelerator. Remarkably, this atom smasher is so small that it can be placed on top of a table, yet generate billions of electron volts of energy. The Wakefield tabletop accelerator works by firing lasers onto charged particles, which then ride on the energy of that laser. Experiments done at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in England, and the École Polytechnique in Paris show that enormous accelerations are possible over small distances, using laser beams and plasma to inject energy. Yet another breakthrough was made in 2007, when physicists and engineers at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, UCLA, and USC demonstrated that you can double the energy of a huge particle accelerator in just 1 meter. They started with a beam of electrons that are fired down a 2-mile-long tube in Stanford, reaching an energy of 42 billion electron volts. Then these high-energy electrons were sent through an afterburner, which consisted of a plasma chamber only 88 centimeters long, where the electrons pick up an additional 42 billion electron volts, doubling their energy. The plasma chamber is filled with lithium gas. As the electrons pass through the gas, they create a plasma wave that creates a wake. This wake, in turn, flows to the back of the electron beam and then shoves it forward, giving it an extra boost. In this stunning achievement, the physicists improved by a factor of 3,000 the previous record for the amount of energy per meter they could accelerate an electron beam. By adding such afterburners to existing accelerators, one might, in principle, double their energy, almost for free. Today, the world record for a Wakefield tabletop accelerator is 200 billion electron volts per meter. There are numerous problems scaling this result to longer distances, such as maintaining the stability of the beam as laser power is pumped into it. But assuming that we could maintain a power level of 200 billion electron volts per meter, this means that an accelerator capable of reaching the Planck energy would have to be 10 light years long. This is well within the capability of a Type 3 civilization. Wormholes and stretched space may give us the most realistic way of breaking the light barrier. But it is not known if these technologies are stable. If they are, it would take a fabulous amount of energy, positive or negative, to make them work. Perhaps an advanced Type 3 civilization might already have this technology. It might be millennia before we can even think about harnessing power on this scale. Because there is still controversy over the fundamental laws governing the fabric of space-time at the quantum level, I would classify this as a Class 2 impossibility.